Praise and thank God. Please be seated.
感谢神，我们一起坐下。
In the Bible, there's two different kinds of prayer.
那在圣经里面有两个不同的祷告。
The first one is prayer and understanding.
第一种就是用我们能够明白的话来祷告。
So it's like when Pastor Chen started the service, he prayed understanding.
就像陈传道开始的时候，他是用我们能够听明白的话来祷告。
So what he said can be understood by everyone.
所以他所说的，我们每一个人都能够听明白。
But in the book of Acts, it also tells us another kind of prayer.
但是在使徒行传也告诉我们有另外一种的祷告。
Let's in the book of Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传的第二章。
The book of Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节到第四节
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节到第四节
Verse 1.
第一节
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Verse 2.
第二节
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3.
第三节
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. Verse 4.
第四节
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance.So we know that during this time, there's about 120 disciples in the upper room.
所以第二章这边记载那时候有120个人在这个楼上。
They were waiting for the Holy Spirit.
他们在那边等候圣灵。
And then when the day of Pentecost had fully come,
所以当五旬节到的时候
and suddenly came a sound from heaven.
忽然天上有响声。
And it sounded just like a rushing mighty wind.
好像一阵大风。
And it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
就充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And it appeared to them just like divided tongues.
就有舌头像火焰分出来。
And every single one of them filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们每一个人就被圣灵充满。
And then they began to speak in tongues.
他们就开始说起这个
To speak in tongue is an unknown language.
这个不没有这个别国的话来。
Only God can understand.
这个是听不懂的话，就是只有神听得懂的话。
But if God truly opened our ears,
但是如果神打起我们的耳朵
，we also will understand.
开启我们耳朵，我们就能够听明白。
Just like if I say to you, "Suicide."
就像我如果告诉你。
Suicide, right? None of you can understand what I'm saying.
你们没有个人听得懂这是什么意
思。But I'm sure if God opened ears, you will know that I say in Cambodian that how are you?
但是如果神开启耳朵，你就知道我是用缅甸话告诉来问候你们，你好吗？
Even though I say suicide, it sounds very strange to all of you.
所以我说 suicide, 很多人就觉得很奇怪。
Because you never hear Cambodian before.
因为你从来没有听过这一种话。
So the same thing for you who never been to a church before.
同样的，你说你们如果没有来到我们教会
，When we speak the heavenly language,
当我们说起天国的话
，May you feel surprised that wow, I never hear this before.
你可能会觉得很惊奇，我从来没有听过这种话。
But it's the language we communicate with God.
但这个是我们跟神交通的讲的话。
So this means we are speaking in tongues.
所以我们是用舌头。
Those of us who have received the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们每一个人接受圣灵的时候
When we kneel down and pray,
我们跪下来祷告
It's just like a wind coming upon us.
就好像风吹过我们一样
And our tongues start to speak.
我们的舌头就开始讲话
And the noise just like a thundering and waterfall.
声音就好像瀑布一样
And for those of us who do not have the Holy Spirit.
那些我们没有圣灵的人
Of course we can say anything to God.
当我们能够向神说任何的话
Tell everything from your heart to God.
我们能够从我们的心里向神说任何的话
But one best thing we can say to God,
但有一个很最好能够跟神讲的话
that is hallelujah.
就是 hallelujah
and hallelujah in Hebrews mean praise the Lord
hallelujah 希伯来文就是赞美神的意思
because truly our God is worthy to be praised
因为真的我们的神是值得我们赞美的神
so we invite every single one of you to come up to pray together
我们邀请我们每一个人都能够来到前面一起祷告
so when we pray we kneel down
所以我们祷告的时候我们跪下来
to show humility
因为我们来表示我们的谦卑
but more importantly to show humility inside our hearts
但最重要是表示我们内心的谦卑
and put our hands together,
我们把我们手 合着起来
and close our eyes,
我们把眼睛闭上
so we can be focused,
所以我们能够专心
but the first thing we should say in the name of Jesus Christ,
所以我们开始就说奉主耶稣圣名祷告
because we want our prayer reach all the way to heaven,
因为我们要我们的祷告砸到天上
we must pray in the name of Jesus,
我们需要奉耶稣的名祷告
because it's the promise that Jesus have told us,
因为这个是主耶稣告诉我们的应许
so when we come up, we kneel down, put our hands together, close our eyes,
所以我们上来的时候跪下来合起来眼睛闭上
Let me say the name of Jesus Christ we pray
我们说奉主耶稣圣名祷告
Then you can just repeat hallelujah
那我们就说重复说 hallelujah
This means to praise the Lord
就是赞美神的
意思 So now we invite you to come to pray with us
那所以现在我邀请你一起我们跟我们祷告
We ask the holy workers to lay hands on us
我们也要求圣工人员帮我们 按手。
In other words, for them to help us to pray.
所以他们按手帮助我们祷告。
Now let's come up and pray together.
我们一起上来祷告。那边的族长来谈话。
So when we walk into the village,
所以当我们走进去这个村庄的时候
，Of course, we went to the chief's house.
所以我们当然先到这个族长的家里。
And when we walk in that compound, that area where the chief was living.
当我们走进去这个族长所住的那一个地区
，We can see the chief he's a big guy, so he sit in the chair and he look very tough.
我们看这个族长是很壮很大的一个汉子他坐在他的椅子上。
So when we talk, we cannot talk directly to him.
所以当我们说话的时候，不能直接的向他说话。
He have two translators beside him.
他有两个翻译帮他翻译的人。
And we all have to take turn when it comes to our turn, then we can talk to the translator, and the translator can talk to the chief.
所以我们要轮流的讲话。当我们讲话的时候，我们要向翻译者讲，然后他会跟族长讲。
So, no, everybody was talking during that time.
所以所有的人，我们在那时候就在讲话。
Then it was my turn to talk.
那所以我轮到我讲话的时候。
So I told him that I came from America.
我就告诉他说我是从美国来的。
And during that time, the chief, his eyes opened so wide.
那时候这个组长的眼睛就睁得好大。
And he said to me, oh, I've been to America many times.
他就跟我讲说我到美国好多次。
And for me, I was totally surprised because I thought he didn't speak English.
我就觉得很奇怪我以为 他不会讲英文。
Because all this time we had to speak to a translator.
因为我们这么长一段时间我们都是经过这个翻译者。
But the minute I told him I came from America, then he said, oh, I've been to Washington, D.C., I've been to New York, he told me many different places he came here.
当我告诉他的时候，他就说我去到华盛顿 D.C. 或去到纽约过。
So that's why there's so many people in Africa, they want to come to America.
所以非洲好多的人都想要到美国来。
But I told the people there,
但是我告诉那边的人
America is just like any other country.
其实美国跟其他的国家一样
America, people still can get sick.
美国的人住在美国的人还是会生病
And people still die in America.
住在美国的人也是会死
And I share with them every single year 30,000 people in America kill themselves.
我告诉他们在美国有三万每一年有三万人他们自杀
Of course they cannot believe it.
当然他们没有办法相信
They say how can America, one of the greatest countries in the whole world, people can still be sad and full of sorrow?
为什么在美国这最好的国家人们还是会感觉伤心
What about those of us who live in this country?
那些住在我们这个国家自己的人呢
Do we truly feel that this country is heaven on earth?
我们自己有感觉这个是在在地上的天堂吗
See, Irvine area have a very nice weather.
其实在尔湾这个地方天气候很好。
But I'm sure sometimes we want to go somewhere else at even more beautiful weather.
有时候我们很想要去更好有更好气候的地方。
Just like Hawaii.
就像夏威夷一样。
Because usually when I go to Africa, when I come back and I go to Hawaii.
有时候当我从非洲回来我到美国来我有时候到夏威夷去。
But compare Africa to Hawaii, it's like night and day.
如果比较非洲和夏威夷真的是好像白天和晚上
especially when I go to Kauai
特别当我去这个卡哇伊的时候
there's a brother there who owns a house right across the beach from the beach
有一个弟兄他的房子就在海边旁边
and then he has a pool that is fed by the spring from the mountain
他有一个游泳池是天然泉的泉源来会充满这个游泳池。
So when I was swimming, I can drink the water at the same time because the water is so sweet.
那在游泳的时候可以同时的喝那边的水，因为那水是很甜的。
Not only that, around the pool, there's mango trees.
不但这样子，在这个游泳池的旁边还有这个芒果树
，lychee trees.
荔枝树
，papaya trees.
这个木瓜树。
So during the time when I was swimming, eating all this, truly, I feel like this is heaven.
所以当我在游泳的时候，然后吃这些水果，我觉得真的是在天堂。
But after a couple of days later,
但是几天之后
，it just feel like any other place.
感觉还是跟其他的地方一样。
So that's why for so many of us as Christians,
所以我们每一个人身为基督徒的人
，even though Hawaii is a beautiful country,
虽然夏威夷是很美好的地方
，it's like a beautiful state,
很美好的州
，but there's so many homeless people there.
但是那边好多也是无家可归的人。
And Hawaii.
夏威夷
have one of the highest diabetes there, rate of diabetes there.
那边就是糖尿病病人最高的地方。
So we know as Christians, our hope is not in this world.
所以我们知道基督徒，我们的盼望不是在这个世界。
Because it doesn't matter where we live.
不管我们住在哪里，
we will be sick.
我们一定会生病，
we are full of sorrow.
我们也会伤心，
and then we will die.
我们也会面对死亡。
So where is our hope as Christians?
所以我们身为一个基督徒的盼望在哪？
Let's in the book of Revelation chapter 21.
我们来看启示录第二十一章。
The book of Revelation chapter 21.
启示录第二十一章。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
第三节和第四节。
Revelation 21 verse 3 and verse 4.
启示录二十一章三节和四节。
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4.
第四节。
And God will wipe every tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, nor the former things have passed away. So we can see that during this time that John saw a vision.
所以我们这边知道，这个约翰他看到一个异象。
And this vision of a new heaven and new earth.
他看到有新天，新天地的直线。
Because the first earth had passed away.
因为旧的天地再也不见了。
And then John saw the holy city coming down from Jerusalem.
他看新耶路撒冷从天而降。
That is coming down from heaven.
是从天上下来的。
And during that time, he heard a loud voice.
那时候就听到一个大声音。
And this loud voice is the voice of God.
这大声音是神的声音。
And he said, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
说看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.
他要与神同住，他们要做他的子民。
And God himself will be with them and be their God.
那神亲自要跟他们同在，做他们的神。
And during that time, God will wipe every tears from our eyes.
那个时候，神要擦去我们一切的眼泪。
There shall be no more death nor sorrow.
不再有死亡，有悲伤。
Nor crying.
哭嚎。
There shall be no more pain.
没有疼痛。
For the former things have passed away.
因为以前的事都过去了。
So we can see how beautiful this is.
所以我们可以看到这个是多么美好。
So every Christian.
所以每一个基督徒。
Our hope is not in this world.
我们的盼望不是在这个世界上。
But our hope is in the world to come.
那我们的盼望是在要来的世界。
Because the world to come is where Lord Jesus Christ is.
在要来的世界里面是主耶稣同在的世界。
There will be no more pain than sorrow.
那里没有痛苦，也没有悲哀。
There shall be no more death.
也没有死亡。
How beautiful this is.
这是多么美好的。
But for us as Christians,
但是一个身为基督徒的人，
we also know heaven exists.
我们也知道天国的存在。
If heaven exists, hell also exists.
如果天国真的存在，那地狱也真实的存在。
Sometimes for me as a young man, I don't think too much about death.
有时候身为年轻的我，我没有常常思考死亡。
Because sometimes we feel we are so young, we can live forever.
因为我们觉得我们很年轻，所以能够一直的活下去。
But we know every single year.
但是每一年。
Many people die young or old.
每一年，不管人年纪老还是年轻，他们都会死。
But we know death is only the beginning of another life.
但是我们知道死亡其实是另外一个生命的开始。
So that life will be spent in everlasting hell or everlasting in eternal life.
那个生命不是在永恒的地狱里，就是在永恒的天国里。
Because hell is also in the Bible.
因为我们知道地狱也是记载在圣经里。
Hell is a place that none of us want to be there.
那地狱是一个我们没有一个人我们要去的地方。
Because hell is a place that every single day will be tormented.
因为在地狱里面每一天每一个时刻我们都会受苦。
And we'll suffer for the rest of eternal life.
那就会永远受刑罚受苦。
So that's why we need to think about ourselves.
所以我们需要来为我们自己思考一下。
If we die today,
如果我们今天面对死亡，
Where are we gonna go?
我们要去哪里？
Are we gonna go to heaven?
我们会去天国吗？
Are we gonna go to hell?
还是我们会去地狱？
But if we truly have the hope that we will go to heaven,
但是我们如果真正有那去天国的盼望，
This means we gotta do God's will.
这样的话，我们就需要来做神的旨意。
Because there's only one God in this universe.
因为在这个整个宇宙里面只有一位神。
If we do not do according to His will,
如果我们不来遵守他的旨意，
then for sure we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
但这样如果不遵守，就不能进天国。
And we know for us to enter the kingdom of heaven is not easy.
我们也知道要进天国不是容易的事。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
我们来看在马太福音。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音的第七章。
Verse 21 to verse 23.
第二十一节到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音七章二十一节到二十三节。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22.
22节,
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, verse 23.
23节,
and then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So we know that during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ was teaching his disciples. And he taught them that the way to the heavenly kingdom, the gate is very narrow.
告诉他们天国的进去的这个门是窄的。
And very few people will enter through it.
那很少人能够找得着进得去。
But there's also another gate that is very wide.
但是另外一个门是很宽宽的。
But the end of this gate will be destruction.
但是这它的结局就是灭亡。
So that's why the way to the heavenly kingdom is not easy.
所以要找到天国的那个门不是容易的。
So but in the end days,
但是在末日的时候,
even though many people call Lord Jesus Christ Lord, Lord,
有很多人会称呼主啊主啊,
but it doesn't mean they can enter the kingdom of heaven.
但不代表这些人能够进入天国。
And on that, on the end days,
而且在末日的时候,
many people will come to Lord Jesus Christ.
很多人想要来到主耶稣面前。
They will complain against him.
他们会向主耶稣抱怨。
They will say to him,
他们告诉主说,
have we not prophesied in your name?
我们不是奉你的名传道吗?
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗?
Have we not performed miracles and wonders in your name?
我们不是奉你的名行许多的异能吗?
But what did our Lord Jesus Christ say to them?
那主耶稣会告诉他们什么?
He will declare to them,
他会明明地告诉他们,
I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我从来不认识你们这些作恶的人, so离开我去吧。
If we think about this,
如果我们思考这些,
actually these three verses is very sad.
这三节经节其实是很可怜的。
Because all these people, they love our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这些人他们都很爱的主耶稣。
But even though they love our Lord Jesus Christ, but they do not do his will.
但他们爱主, 但是他们没有遵守神的旨意。
Because if they do not do his will,
因为他们如果不遵守神的旨意,
then it's the same as one practicing lawlessness.
就像那些行恶的人一样。
So that's why sometimes religion is very dangerous.
所以有时候宗教是蛮危险的。
Look at the extreme Muslim.
我们看这些, 回教徒,
actually, they love their God very much.
极端的回教徒, 他们很爱神,
and have great faith to their God.
他们对于他们的神也很有信心。
That's why they'd be able to strap themselves with bombs and go to a crowded area and blow themselves up.
所以他们能够把炸弹放在自己身上, 走进去人群里面, 然后, 引爆。
Because they truly believe they die for this kind of cause, there's 70 virgins waiting for them in heaven.
他们真的相信, 他们如果这样子死去, 有70个, 童女会等着他们。
And sometimes for us as Christians,
所以有时候成为基督徒的人,
we also must be very careful.
我们要很小心。
Because many people try to deceive us.
因为很多人要来, 会来欺骗我们。
And preach the things that's not in the Bible.
他们会向我们传讲不是圣经上的事。
For example, sometimes the pastor would speak.
有时候有些的传教士会说,
and say, if you want to be saved,
说你如果要得救的话,
just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
你如果心里相信, 口里承认, 主是, 你的神,
and then you will be saved.
那样子你就得救了。
If we truly listen to this,
我们如果就听这样子,
actually, is it in the Bible?
是在圣经里面吗?
Is it complete truth for us to go to the heavenly kingdom?
这个是完全的, 真理, 能够引我们进入天国吗?
That's why it doesn't matter what church we go to.
所以不管我们去到哪一个教会,
we must go back to the Bible.
我们需要回到圣经里,
and to truly understand what is God's will.
真正能来明白什么是神的旨意。
Because many people out there deceive, can deceive many people.
因为外面很多的人能够来欺骗其他很多的人。
For example, I can give you an example.
就像, 我们来做一些比喻。
So if for every single one of you who drove here tonight, I want to buy your car.
如果你们每一个人今天开车来这边, 我想要向你买你的车子。
And I give you $1 million for your car.
我愿意花一百万美元来买你的车子。
And doesn't matter what kind of car you have, a Toyota, a Mercedes, or whatever, we give you $1 million for it.
不管是什么种的车子, 是 Benz还是Mercedes还是Toyota, 我都给你100万。
But it's only one condition.
但是有一个条件。
I will give you the money when you die.
你死的时候我才钱才给你。
How many of you would sell your car to me?
你们有哪些人会, 今天卖给我你的车子?
Even if I give you $10 million, you will not do it.
或许我说我要给你, 10 million, 1亿, 1亿。 我想我们没有人愿意卖。 when you die,
how would you know that I pay you or not?
因为你死的时候，你怎么知道我会付给你钱呢？
So the same thing when it comes to Christianity.
所以同样的，基督身为基督徒也
many people promise us many things.
很多人会向我们 给我们很多的应许。
And we are hoping that one day when we die, we go to heaven.
我们盼望说，当我们死的时候，我们能够到天国去。
But if I say I will buy your car.
所以我说，如果今天我向你买你的车。
And then I give you, we have a contract.
然后今天我们有一个契约。
When you die, I will give the money to your children.
你死的时候会把钱给你的子孙。
And then we get it notarized and everything, all the paperwork is complete.
所以我们会有证明，然后会有法律上的保证。
I'm sure that you are more confident to sell your car.
我想你会比较有信心的要卖给我你的车。
So that's why for us to not be deceived.
所以我们不能够受骗。
Even though many people try to shield us when you do this and do that, and you die, you will go to heaven.
很多人告诉我们说，你这样子做那样子做就好，就能够到天国去。
But the main thing, we have to go back to the Bible.
但重要的是，我们要回到圣经里面。
What is the will of God?
神的旨意是什么？
How can we enter the kingdom of heaven?
我们怎么样能够来进入神的国？
Listen to the book of John, chapter 3.
我们来看约翰福音的第三章。
The book of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 3 to verse 5.
第三章第三节到第五节。
John chapter 3, verse 3 to verse 5.
约翰福音三章三节到五节。
Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4.
第四节。
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5.
第五节。
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we know that during this time, there's a man named Nicodemus.
所以这个时候有一个人叫尼哥底母。
And he came to talk to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他来见耶稣，跟耶稣谈话。
And during that time, our Lord Jesus Christ talked very plainly to him.
所以耶稣就实实在在地告诉他。
He said that most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
说我实实在在地告诉你，你若不重生，就不能见神的国。
And then during that time, Nicodemus is very confused.
那个时候尼哥底母就很糊涂。
And he said to our Lord Jesus Christ,
他不清楚，他就问耶稣说,
How can a man be born again when he's old?
人老了怎么能够重生呢?
Can he go back to his mother's womb and be born?
他岂能再回母腹再生出来吗?
But our Lord Jesus Christ said,
主耶稣告诉他,
Most assuredly I say to you,
我实实在在地告诉你,
If you're not born of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
你如果不从水和圣灵生, 就不能进神的国。
So this is the will of God.
这个是神的旨意。
If you want to see the kingdom of heaven,
如果我们要进天国,
If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
我们如果要能够看到天国,
we must be born again.
我们需要再重生,
to be born again of water and spirit.
要从水和圣灵重生。
So if we do any other ways, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以如果从另外其他的方法, 就没有办法进天国。
Because sometimes we don't take the word of our Lord Jesus Christ very seriously.
有时候我们没有把主耶稣的话, 很严肃地来遵守。
So when our Lord Jesus Christ says, most assuredly,
当主耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，
This means there's no other way for man to be saved.
这就告诉我们没有其他的方法人能够得救，
Except to be born again.
就是要重生，
Of water and spirit.
要从水而圣灵重生。
So what does it mean to be born again?
所以重生是什么意思？
Let's go to the book of Mark.
我们看马可福音。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音16章,
verse 16 and 17.
第16节和17节,
verse 16.
16节,
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Can you read that?
Okay. 信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
So during this time before our Lord ascended to heaven,
这个是在主耶稣升天以前,
He gave the disciple a great commission.
他给门徒一个很重要的 很重要的吩咐。
That is to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
就是要向普天下来传福音。
He who believes and is baptized,
那信而受洗的人
they will be saved.
他们必然得救
But he who does not believe will be condemned.
但是不信的必被定罪
So we can see that Lord Jesus Christ talk very plainly how a person can be saved.
所以主耶稣很清清楚楚地讲到说人要怎么样得救
So to be born again of water.
就是要从水而圣灵成圣
This means a person need to be baptized.
所以一个人一定要受水的大水的洗
For them to see it enter the kingdom of heaven.
他们才有办法能够进入天国
So for us as Christians,
所以我们身为基督徒的人
do not use our own imagination.
不可以用我们自己的想象力
because sometimes we think, oh, God is full of love.
因为我们有时候想象主是爱的主
because if he's full of love, if we just believe in him, then we'll be saved.
因为他是爱，所以我们相信他，那我们就得救了。
Actually, that is not true.
那不是正确的。
Yes, the first part is true. God is full of love.
没有错，第一个是正确的，神是爱。
But not everyone who believes will enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是每一个相信的人就有办法进天国。
For example, if you have a son.
就像说，如果我们有一个儿子。
And this son, you love him very much.
那这个儿子，我们非常的爱他。
And you tell him, do not touch the stove.
我们告诉他，你不要去碰这个。碰火炉
and then the son did not listen to you.
但是我们的儿子不听话
and he touched the stove.
所以他就去碰火炉
and he got burned.
他就受伤害了
then as parents you tell him if you want your wound or your burn to be healed you must put on this special ointment.
所以我们身为父母告诉他如果你要好的话要擦这个药
even though the son said yes I will do it.
虽然这儿子小孩子说好我会擦药
but he did not take the ointment and put on his wound or his burn.
但是他不拿药来放在他受伤的伤口上。
Of course, as parents, you love that son the same.
当然，身为父母，我们还是相同的爱他。
But his burn would not be healed.
但是他所受的这个伤火伤不会好。
So from the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve,
所以当神创造亚当夏娃的时候
，He told them not to partake the fruit of the tree from good and evil.
神就告诉他们不可以吃善恶树上的果。
But they did not obey his word.
但是他们没有遵守神的话。
So because they are disobedient to him, so they partake of that fruit.
他们不听神的话，他们吃了树上的果。
And the minute they partake that fruit, sin has come into the world.
所以当他们吃了树上的果子，这个罪就进入了世界。
And from then on, mankind have no hope at all to enter the kingdom of heaven.
从那时候开始，人类就没有盼望能够进入天国。
But because God loved us so much.
但是神爱我们。
He sent his only begotten son to die for us on the cross.
所以他降生成为他送他独生的儿子来替我们受死来救我们。
And through his blood we can be healed.
那从他的血我们就能够受
医治。And through baptism our sin can be cleansed away.
从我们的受洗我们的罪就得赦免。
So we truly want to be saved.
所以我们真的要得救。
We must believe that Jesus Christ the only God.
我们需要相信主耶稣基督就是独一的神。
And if we truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he is God, and then we must do according to his will.
如果我们真的相信他是独一的神，我们就要遵守主耶稣的旨意。
So like I shared with you earlier in Africa, many people they want to come to this country.
所以我们有分享说，在非洲很多人都想要到美国。
And if I tell them just close your eyes,
我如果告诉他们说，你就把眼睛闭上。
And truly believe, keep saying you believe that you will be in America.
在心里你相信说你已经一定会来到美国。
Would they be in America?
他们会来到美国吗
？They can close their eyes and think until they're blue in the face. They will not be in America.
他们能够眼睛闭起来，等到他们的脸都发青了，他们也没有办法到美国来。
Because if they truly want to come to America,
因为他们如果真的要到美国来
，they need to prepare.
他们需要准备。
They need to save money.
他们需要存钱。
They need to go get the visa.
他们需要有签证。
They need to go buy the tickets.
他们需要买机票。
So the same thing if we truly want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以相同呢，如果我们真的要进入天国
，we have certain things we must do to enter in the heavenly kingdom.
有一些事情我们是必须要做的我们才能够进入天国。
So the first thing we must do.We must be baptized.
所以首先第一我们要做的就是要接受洗礼。
So we say to ourselves we can be saved in the other way. This means we call our Lord Jesus Christ he's a liar.
如果我们说我们能够用其他方法得救，这样我们就说就变成主耶稣是说谎话的。
Because if we say we can save in the other way.
如果有其他能够得救的办法，
then we go against God's teaching.
那就跟主耶稣的教训不一样。
Because Jesus is the one that says we must be born again.
因为主耶稣他亲自说我们需要重生。
And who are we to say we can be safe in some other way?
那我们是谁？我们怎么能够说 有其他的方法能够得救？
Because sometimes when we think to ourselves,
有时候我们会自己想。
What about some people who never knew God?
像有一些人，如果他们从来不知道神的
话， And how can we say they cannot be saved?
我们怎么能够说那些人不能够得救呢？
According to the Bible,
按照圣经，
people who do not know God,
那些不认识神的人，
during the day of judgment,
在审判日的那一天，
they will be condemned.
他们会被定罪。
Listen to Thessalonians.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦。
Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章
Chapter 1 verse 8 and verse 9.
第一章第八节
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8 and verse 9.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第八节第九节
Verse 8.
第八节
In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9.
第九节
They shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So we can see in Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9, this is during the day of judgment.
所以我们看到帖撒罗尼迦后书一章八九节，这边是讲到审判的那一日。
And during a time, God will come with a vengeance, just like a flaming fire.
所以神会在从火中显现。
And there's two groups he will make judgment on.
那所以他就会向有两类的人来施行审判。
The first group on those who do not know God.
第一个就是不认识神的人。
So those who do not know God will be punished to everlasting destruction.
那这些不认识神的人也是要受永远的刑罚。
So the Bible says this.
这个是圣经的记载。
This means we must believe that it's true.
所以我们需要相信这就是真实的。
And the second group of people.
那第二类的人。
And on those who do not obey the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
那些不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
So for us as Christians.
所以我们身为一个基督徒。
We need to come back to the Bible.
我们需要回到圣经来。
We need to truly believe what is the will of God and do it.
我们要来寻找什么是神的旨意，然后来遵守。
Because when God says on those who do not know God,
因为当神说那些不认识神的人，
just look at this whole universe.
就我们来看这个宇宙。
Everything is so beautiful.
所有一切都是那么的漂亮。
Look at the moon, the stars, the sun.
我们看我们的月亮、星星和太阳。
So for people who behold all these things,
是那些来看这一些晨星月亮、太阳的人。
They should know that it's a higher being who created all these things.
他们应该知道有一个伟大的神创造了这一些。
For example, we think about this table here.
就像我们如果看到这边有一张桌子，
None of us can say this table exists by itself.
我们不会有一个人说这个桌子是自然产生
的。Someone must create this table.
有一个人他来做这一个桌子。
But how can we look at this whole universe?
那我们怎能够来？我们如果看这个宇宙，
And how can we truly say it exists by itself?
我们怎么能够说它这是自然产生的呢？
It cannot be.
不可能的。
It created by the only God.
这个是独一的神他来创造的。
So when we refuse to know him, then this means we do not know him.
所以我们如果不认识神，我们就没有办法承认他的存在。
And on the end days, we'll be condemned.
那在末日，我们就会被受刑罚。
God loves every single one of us very much.
神爱我们每一个人。
He wants every single one of us to be saved.
他盼望我们每一个人都能够得救。
But the only way for us to be saved, we must be baptized.
但是唯一能够得救的办法就是要接受洗礼。
But sometimes we also think.
有时候我们也会这样想。
What about in the book of Romans?
那在罗马书所记载的呢？
Can a person's conscience truly save them on the end days.
有人的良心能够真的在末日来救他吗？他自己吗？
Because sometimes we use this verse or verses.
有时候我们会用这一些的经节。
Let's go to Romans chapter 2.
我们来看罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2 verse 14 15.
罗马书二章十四节十五节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 14 and 15.
罗马书第二章十四节十五节。
For when the Gentile who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these although not having the law are the law to themselves, verse 15.
十五节。
Who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thought accusing them or excusing them. So you can see a lot of time we think that men with their conscience on the end days, they will not be judged.
所以我们看这些觉得说有时候人用自己的良心在末日不会被审判。
But if we read in verse 14 and 15,
但是如果读14节15节
it does not mean that on the end days our conscience can excuse us from being judged by God.
这不是告诉我们说在末日我们的良心能够使我们不接受审判。
But in these two verses,
从这两节里面
what it's saying to us,
是来告诉我们
that when God created us,
当神造我们的时候
he gave us a conscience.
神赐给我们良心
and through a conscience we know what's right and what's wrong.
从我们有良心能够知道什么是对什么是错。
We do not need everyone who do something wrong, they will know it's wrong.
我们不需要所以任何人不管是什么人他们做错事他们就知道犯错了。
For example, I have a nephew who's 4 years old who's living with me.
就像我一个侄儿他4岁他跟我一起住。
And he just turned 4 years old.
他才4岁而已。
So one morning he was hungry.
有一天早上他饿了。
So he asked my mother if he can have something to eat.
他问我妈妈说他可不可以吃什么。
So my mother gave him a cookie to eat.
我妈妈就给他一个饼干。
And a couple minutes later,And he came back again and said, I'm hungry.
几分钟之后他说我还想再吃。
And my mother asked him,
我妈妈就问他,
What happened to the cookie?
那个饼干你怎么了?
And he told, oh, I finished already.
他就说我已经吃掉了。
Of course, my mother did not believe him.
当然我妈妈不相信他。
Because the cookie is quite big, you know, for sure he cannot finish in a couple minutes.
因为他那一个饼干蛮大的,所以他不可能几分钟就吃完了。
So she looked in the trash.
所以他就去这个垃圾桶看看。
And sure enough, she saw, you know, more than half the cookies in the trash.
她就看到一半以上的这个饼干都在这个垃圾桶里。
So when my mother told me this, so I told my nephew, I said, I will take your bike away from you for 1 month because you lie.
所以当我妈妈告诉我，就跟她说，我把你的，我要没收你的脚踏车一个礼拜，因为你说谎话。
So the time I put in his bike in the garage, and it's very high because I'm the tallest one in the family, so only me can get the bike down.
所以我就把他的这个脚踏车放很高，因为我最高，所以他们没有办法给他拿下来。
So later that day,
结果那一天，在那天在比较傍晚的时候
，My nephew asked my mother.
那个我侄儿就问我妈妈
，He said, Grandma, can I ride the bicycle?
他说我可以来骑这个脚踏车吗
？And my mother said, "No, your uncle tell you take the bike 1 month away from you."
说 no， 你他结果我妈就告诉他不可以，因为你的叔叔已经告诉你，你一个礼拜不能够一个月你不能够骑你的脚踏车。
And say, "Oh, don't worry about uncle is in the front. We can open the garage door very slowly."
他又说你不要去担心叔叔，我们可以很轻的把这个把车库打开。
And he won't see us taking the bike out.
他不会看到我们把脚踏车拿出去。
And my mother saying it's too high, I can't get it.
所以我母亲就告诉他说这个太高了，我拿不到。
And says okay, I'll bring a chair and put it. You can stand on chair and get the bike.
他就说没有关系，我会帮你拿椅子，你可以去拿站在上面。
He's only 4 years old.
他只是4岁而已。
You can see his mind, he's thinking.
我就知道他的头脑在思考。
First, he learned to lie.
第一，他学习来说谎。
He's very deceptive.
他来欺骗。
And why did he lie about the cookie?
他为什么他要欺骗我？
Nobody taught him that it was wrong to throw the cookie away.
没有人叫他把这个饼干丢掉。
But he knows about what's right and what's wrong.
他知道什么是对，什么是错。
Just like many people in this country.
就像很多在这个国家的人。
If they're married to a woman.
如果他们跟一个女性结婚。
If they're married to someone, they have sexual relationship with another person. They know it's wrong.
他们如果结婚之后又跟别人有性的关系，就他们知道是错的。
So, this is what the book of Romans is saying.
这个是这个罗马书
记载的。Because when we are born, a conscience already tells us what is right to do and what's wrong to do.
因为我们生下来就有良心，在我们心里知道什么是
对，什么是错。But if we read in verse 12,
我们但是如果读十二节
，Romans chapter 2 verse 12,
第十二章十二节。
For as many have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and as many have sinned in the law will be judged by the law.
凡没有律法犯罪的也不按律法去不按律法灭亡，凡在律法以下犯的罪的也必按律法受审判。
You can see in verse 12 is very clear.
And so 这边讲得蛮清楚的。
For as many have sinned without the law, this means those are Gentiles.
所以这些没有律法的就是那些外邦人。
They also will perish without the law.
他们也会按着律法来灭亡。
And as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law.
那凡在律法以下的人也是受律法的审判。
If we judge by the law, we cannot be saved.
如果我们受律法的审判，就没有办法得救。
Why? Because in verse 16.
为什么呢？十六节。
Because on the end days.
因为在末日。
In the day when God will judge the secret of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
啊，基督审判人隐秘的事是按着我福音所言。
So on the end days.
所以在末日。
It doesn't matter who we are.
不管你是谁。
We judge by the word of God.
我们是会被按着神的话来受审判。
So that's why every single one of us.
所以我们每一个人。
If we want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
如果我们要进天国,
we must follow the will of God.
我们一定要来遵守神的旨意,
we must do the will of God.
我们要来遵行神的旨意,
there's no other way.
没有其他的办法。
Even though sometimes when we preach to our friends,
虽然有时候我们向我们的朋友传福音,
especially friends who never knew Jesus before,
特别是那些朋友们从来不认识主耶稣的朋友,
and we preach to friends who are in different denomination,
还是我们相信其他教派的人来传福音。
Sometimes we think that yes, if you just love God, you will be saved.
有时候我们会想说，如果你爱神的话，你就会得救。
But if we do this,
但是我们如果那样子做
this means we are the antichrist.
那我们就是敌基督的人。
Because we're not preaching the thing that Christ wants to preach.
因为我们不是来传扬主耶稣所传的福音。
So anyone who speaks the gospel,
所以每一个人传福音的人
we cannot add, we cannot subtract anything from the Bible.
我们不可以加添还是减少圣经上所记载的话。
Take this very seriously.
这个是我们要很严肃的来遵行的。
Because if we tell people the wrong thing,
因为我们如果告诉人错误的福音,
then on the end days we'll be judged by it.
在末日我们会
因那样受审判。And for those of us who hear the gospel from the Bible,
那些我们这些已经听到圣经福音的人,
we must meditate on it and accept it.
我们需要来思考来接受。
Because why is it so important we must be born again?
为什么我们要重生这么的重要?
Why we must be born again?
为什么我们要重生?
Because every single one of us we are born in sin.
因为我们每一个人都是生在罪里。
Just like from the sin from Adam and Eve.
就像亚当和夏娃他们的罪里面一样。
That's why in Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
所以在罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯罪了，亏欠了神的荣耀。
So the Bible stated.
所以这圣经告诉我们。
That all, this means every single one of us have sinned.
世人就是每一个人，我们都犯了罪。
And fall short of God's glory.
我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
But maybe some will say to ourselves.
有时候我们会对自己说。
We have not killed anyone.
我们从来不杀人。
We have not stolen from anyone.
我们从来不偷。
We have not lied.
我们也不说谎话。
Why did the Bible proclaim that all have sinned and fall short of God's glory?
为什么圣经告诉我们，我们都犯罪了，亏缺了神的荣耀？
Actually, the sin they are talking about.
这个罪这边在讲的罪
It is sin from Adam and Eve.
就是从亚当和夏娃来的罪
This means anyone who born of a woman
就告诉我们说每一个人从女人所生的人
We have sin inside of us
我们都是有罪的人
Because in the beginning God created us in his own image and his own likeness
因为刚起初神造人是按照他自己的形象造人
After we partake the fruit
但是当他们人类吃的这个善恶果
Sin came into the world
罪就进入了世界。
So no longer we have the image and likeness of God.
所以我们再也没有神的荣耀的形象。
So because of this, we fall short of His glory.
所以因为这样子，我们就亏缺了神的荣耀。
That's why every single one of us must be baptized.
所以这样，我们每一个人才需要接受洗礼。
Because the Bible said, when we are baptized, you put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们，当我们受洗的时候，我们就披戴基督。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the image and likeness of the invisible God.
那基督就是神的形象。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is without sin.
我们主耶稣基督是没有罪的人。
So when we are baptized,
所以当我们受洗的时候
we put on him,
我们穿披戴基督
then we become righteous in front of God.
我们就在神面前成为
and only a righteous person can enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为有义的人才能够进入天国。
That's why we must be baptized.
所以我们才需要来接受洗礼。
And now that we know that we need to be baptized into the kingdom of heaven.
那像我们知道我们需要接受洗礼才能够进入天国。
But what baptism is the right baptism?
那什么种的洗礼才是正确的洗礼？
There's more than 1,000 denominations out there.
我们现在有超过1,000 教派。
And they all preach they that the only church that can be saved.
每一个人都说他们就是得救的教会。
And they all proclaim that they are the true church.
每一个教会都说他们是真教会。
So there's so many different kinds of baptism.
所以有好多不同的洗礼。
For example, the Salvation Army.
就像这个Salvation Army.
They also believe in God.
他们也相信神。
So if you want to be saved in a Salvation Army,
所以你们说我们要在 Salvation Army 得救的话
，So they would put you know, flags, like different flags.
就是这个救世军，所以他们就会有这个 旗,
if a person run through it,
如果有一个人从旗下跑过去,
this is their baptism.
这个就是他们所谓的洗礼。
Is that in the Bible?
这个是在圣经里面吗?
Of course not.
当然不是。
But there's only one baptism that according to the Bible.
但只有一个洗礼是完全按照圣经的。
Listen to the book of Ephesians.
我们来看以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians.
以弗所书。
So even though there's thousands of different Christian denominations,
虽然有几千个教派,
there's only one baptism.
只有一个洗礼。
That's why we look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5.
我们来看以弗所书四章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5.
以弗所书四章五节。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一主一信一洗。
So you can see it's very clear.
所以很清楚地告诉我们。
So if there's only one baptism that is according to the Bible.
所以在从圣经按照圣经只有一个正确的洗礼。
Then we must go back to the Bible.
所以我们就需要回到圣经里。
What is this one baptism?
这个一洗是什么洗？
Because we want to know God's will.
因为我们要来明白神的旨意。
If we do not know God's will, then how can we enter the kingdom of heaven?
我们如果不明白神的旨意，怎么能够进天国？
But we must know it's only one baptism.
所以我们需要明白知道只有一洗。
So of all the thousand different denominations, there's only one church that perform according to the Bible.
所以这几千的教派里面，只有一个教会有这个正确的洗礼。
And what is the true baptism?
什么是真正的洗礼？
Listen to the book of Matthew.
马太福音。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
The book of Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音的第二十八章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So again, before our Lord ascended to heaven,
所以当我们的主耶稣升天之前，
He told his disciple,
他告诉他的门徒，
that all authority has been given to him.
所有的天下的权柄都已经交托他了。
So at the end of time, he said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations."
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，
and baptizing them.
然后要来给他们施洗，
in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
就是奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So this is a baptism according to the Bible.
这个就是按照圣经的洗礼。
You must baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
需要按着父子圣灵的名给来施洗。
But if we look at verse 19,
但是我们读十九节，
how many name is it?
有多少个名字呢？
Because the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit should be three names.
如果说父子圣灵的话，应该要说要有三个名字。
But in verse 19,
但是我们读十九节。
Of course, maybe in the Chinese translation, you cannot tell because there's no singular or plural.
当然在中文的翻译我们看不出来，因为没有复数。
But the English is very clear.
但是英文很清楚。
That in the name, only one name.
这个名就是一个名。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思？
This means we need to find out what is the name of the Father.
所以我们需要来知道什么是父的名。
What is the name of the Son?
什么是子的名。
What is the name of the Holy Spirit?
什么是圣灵的名。
Because all these three have only one name.
因为这三个只有一个名字。
So what is it?
这是什么名字呢？
You can see sometimes we as Christians we worship God for many years.
有时候我们身为基督徒，我们敬拜神好多年了。
But we don't even know what God's name is.
我们还不知道说神的名字是什么。
Just like if we have parents,
好像我们有父母，
and we are in our twenties,
我们二十岁了，
and we do not know our parents' name,
我们还不知道我们父母的名字，
so that we very sad,
不是很可怜吗？
So many Christians,
所以很多的基督徒，
we have to know what is God's name,
我们要来知道说什么是神的名字，
because the Father's name, the Son's name, the Holy Spirit's name is only one name,
因为父的名字、子的名字和圣灵的名字只有一个名字。
So let's try to find out what is the Father's name.
所以什么是父的名字？
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given to me out of the world. They were yours, you give them to me, and they have kept your word.
你从世上赐给我的人，我已经将你的名显明与他们。他们本是你的，你将他们赐给了我，他们也遵守了你的道。
So we know that during this time, this is our Lord Jesus Christ when he prayed.
所以这个是主耶稣的祷告。
And he prayed to the Father, "I have manifested your name."
他向神祷告说，我已经将你的名显现。
Actually, we know Father is not a name.
我们知道父不是一个名字。
Because Father is just a title.
父只是一个title.
For example, if I say right now I say Father.
所以我说，我们如果现在说父亲
，Actually, many of you are fathers.
没，我们很多人都是父亲。
Which one am I talking to?
我是像跟哪一个父亲讲话
？And the same thing with sons.
像子也是一样。
If I say son,
我如果说儿子
，Many of you are sons.
我们很多人都是儿子。
So the name of the what is the name of the father?
所以这个父亲的名字是什么
？Because every single one of you, even though you are fathers, but you have a name.
所以我们虽然每个人都是父亲，但是每个父亲都有一个名字。
Maybe one of the father's name is John.
有一个人的父亲可能叫约翰。
And name the father's Ben. That is the name of the father.
有人可能叫 Ben, 这个就是父亲的名字。
So during this time when Jesus Christ prayed to the Father.
所以当主耶稣向父祷告的时候。
And he said, "I have manifested your name to the men."
我已经将你的名显明与他们。
Then read chapter 17, verse 11.
如果读17章11节。
Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father.Keep through your name the name who you have given to me, that they may be one as we are.
说从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们。
I think every single one of us know the name of the Son.
所以我们每个人都知道子的名字。
The name of the Son is Jesus.
子的名字就是耶稣。
So during this time when Jesus prayed to the Father, say, "Father, I have manifested your name."
所以这边主耶稣说他已经将父的名已经显明了。
And this name you have given to me.
那这个名字是你赐给我的名。
So if this is the case, what is the Father's name?
所以如果是这样子的话，这个父亲的名是什么
？For example, I'm a son.
我举例说，我如果是儿子
，My name is Vudi。
我的名字叫 Vudi。
And then you do not know my father's name。
但你不知道我父亲的名字。
But I tell every single one of you。
那我告诉你们每一个人
，I have manifest my father's name。
我已经把我父亲的名字显明出来。
And my name is a name that my father, his name given to me。
那我的名字就是我父亲的名字。赐给我的。
So even though you do not know my father,
所以你如果不认识我父亲
，even if you know me, my name is Vudi.
你知道我的名字叫做 Vudi.
And I manifest my father's name.
那我的名，我显明我父亲的名。
Then what is my father's name?
所以我父亲的名字是什么
？His name is Vudi.
当然他的名字是 Vudi.
So it's very simple.
所以很简单的。
The same thing I think if you know George Foreman.
同样的，如果我们知道这个 George Foreman,
he's a boxer.
他是一个打拳的人。
I think he has 6-7 sons, and all the name is George.
他有六七个儿子，他们的名字都是叫 George.
So this means if you meet one of the George Foreman's son, and his name is George, say I manifest my name for my father, then of course you know his father's name is also George.
所以我们说碰到他一个儿子，他儿子说我的名字就是显明我父亲的名字，我们知道他父亲也就是叫 George.
So the same thing, the name the father.
所以这个是同样是父亲的名字。
If Jesus' name is Jesus,
如果主耶稣的名字是主耶稣
，and this is the name that God that the Father have given to him,
那这个名字是父给他的名字。
Because that name is the name the Father,
因为这个是父的名字。
So the Father's name is also Jesus.
所以那当然，父的名字也是耶稣。
So the name the Son is Jesus.
所以子的名字是耶稣。
The name the Father is Jesus.
父的名也是耶稣。
So now we need to know what is the name the Holy Spirit.
什么是圣灵的名字
？What is the name the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的名字是什么
？Let's go to Of John.
我们看约翰福音。
John chapter 14 verse 26.
约翰福音14章26节。
John chapter 14 verse 26.
14章26节。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all things that I say to you.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切事指教你们。
Again, in chapter 14, verse 26, this is the time our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking.
所以这个是主耶稣在说话的时候。
He said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit."
他说这个保惠师。
Whom the Father will send in my name.
就是父因我的名所差来的。
So what does this mean?
所以这什么意思
？The name, the Holy Spirit, is also Jesus.
圣灵的名字也就是耶稣。
So when we truly baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit,
所以我们如果奉父子圣灵的名来施洗
we baptize in the name of Jesus.
我们就是奉主耶稣的名来施洗
If we only baptize in the name Father, Son, Holy Spirit, this means we baptize in no name.
如果我们只是说奉父子圣灵名受洗来施洗的话，那 就没有名字了。
So that's why if we truly baptize the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we baptize in the name of Jesus.
所以我们如果按着父子圣灵名来施洗，就是奉主耶稣的名施洗。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 2.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 38.
第三十八节。
Verse 38.
三十八节。
Then Peter said to them, Repent.And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
So during this time, Peter was he preached a great sermon.
所以这个时候，彼得他传讲了道理。
And many people ask him, "What shall we do to be saved?"
很多人都说，那我们要怎么样做才能够得救
？Then he said to them,
他就告诉他们
，Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
你们个人要悔改，奉主耶稣的名来受洗。
No, back in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
所以在马太福音二十八章十九节
，When our Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciple,
主耶稣告诉了他的门徒
，Baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy.
你要奉主父子圣灵的名来施洗。
For sure, Peter was one of them who listened to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那时候彼得也是其中当之一门徒当中之一，听到耶稣。
After he received the Holy Spirit,
当他们接受圣灵以后
，Then the Holy Spirit revealed to him the name the Father, Son, Holy Spirit is Jesus.
圣灵启示他们，让他们明白知道父子圣灵的名就是耶稣。
So that's why when he told them.
所以他彼得告诉人的时候
saved,
如果你要得救
you must repent,
你一定要悔改
and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
那每一个人都要奉耶稣的名来受洗
This is the one baptism in the Bible.
这个就是圣经当中的意思
Let's also turn the book of Romans.
来看罗马书
The book of Romans.
罗马书
Chapter 6.
罗马书第六章
The book of Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
罗马书六章第三节
Verse 3
第三节
Or do you not know that as many of us are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Verse 4
第四节
Therefore we bear with him through baptism into death that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Verse 5
第五节
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death certainly we also should be in the likeness of his resurrection.So we can see in these three verses, the Bible said we were baptized into Christ Jesus.
所以从这三节里面，我们知道我们是受洗归入基督的人。
So when we baptize into Christ Jesus, we are buried with Him through baptism.
所以我们受洗归入基督的人，就是在洗礼上与他一同埋葬。
So what does this mean?
这告诉我们什么？
If we go to a cemetery,
我们如果去到一个墓地
，Of course, everybody in the cemetery they're supposed to be buried.
当然在墓地的人所有的人都已经是被埋葬的人
So they usually dig about 6 feet underground
所以他们挖了差不多六尺深的地
So when you bury a person they're completely fully submerged under the soil
所以一个人被埋葬的人是完全被放在土地里面的人
Can you imagine you go to a cemetery and you see people one arm sticking out one leg sticking out
我们会看到我们如果去墓地会看到有一个人手会伸出来还是一只脚伸出来吗
We cannot say they are buried
我们如果是那样子的话他们就不是被埋葬
So that's why according to the Bible
所以如果按着圣经
Just like a Lord Jesus Christ when he was baptized
就像主耶稣当他受洗的时候
The Bible said he came out of the water
圣经告诉我们说他是从水里上来
This means if he's not in the water in the first place how can he come out
所以当他不是如果不是在水里他怎么能够从水里上来呢
If someone sprinkled you with water
如果有人就这样子点水里
Can you say we come out of the water
这是从水上来吗
Of course not
当然不是
You must be in the water in the first place
我们需要他一定需要是在水里面的
Even the Greek word itself
就是在希腊文本身
It's a baptizo
就是 baptizo
That means completely dip under water
就是完全进入水里
So that's why we go to the Greek Orthodox Church
所以我们如果到这个希腊的基督教
When they baptize a person
当他们洗为一个人施洗
They are fully submerged under the water
他们是完全受
So what does this mean for us?
这是告诉我们什么
When we baptize a person,
当我们为一个人施洗
the one baptism according to the Bible,
如果是按照圣经的一洗
a person must be fully submerged under the water.
那个人一定是完全的要进入水里
And this is the one baptism according to the Bible.
这个就是圣经上的一洗
Then in verse 5 say, For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death.
所以第五节告诉我们说我们在死的形状上与他联合
So Let me ask you this question.
那就问你一个问题。
How did that Lord Jesus Christ die?
我们主耶稣基督是怎么死的？
Some of us may say, "Oh, Christ died like this on a cross."
啊，主，我们有人会说，主耶稣就这样子死在十字架上。
But what does the Bible say?
那圣经告诉我们什么？
How did that Lord Jesus Christ die?
主耶稣是怎么样子的死？
Yes, of course, we know he died from crucifixion.
我们知道他是啊，从十字架上的苦刑
受死。But in those days, many type of crucifixion.
但是那时候有很多不同的十字架上的死。
Sometimes they crucify you upside down.
有时候会是。
Sometimes they put your hands out like this.
有时候把你的手拉
And sometimes they put like this on top of one another.
有时候把你的手放在上面。
So there's many different type of crucifixion.
有很多不同十字架上的死。
But the Bible never tells us in detail.
但圣经没有讲得很清楚。
But what is the likeness of his death?
但是，他的死的形状是怎么样？
How did our Lord Jesus Christ die?
我们的主耶稣是怎么样子的死？
Let's go to the book of John.
我们看约翰福音。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19 verse 30.
约翰福音十九章三十节。
John 19:30.
十九章三十节。
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
This is how our Lord Jesus Christ died.
这个就是我们的主怎么样子的死。
During the time when he was on the cross.
当他钉在十字架上。
And received the sour wine.
他尝了那醋。
And he said it's finished.
他说成了。
Remember when he said it's finished, he did not die yet.
他成了的时候他还没有死。
But before he died.
但是在是在他死之前。
When he said it's finished.
当他说成了。
He bowed his head.
便低下头。
And that's how he died.
这是他就怎么样
死。So that's why if we want to baptize according to the Bible.
所以我们若要接受圣经上的一洗。
We baptize with a person their face, their head bowed down.
我们受洗的人需要低头。
But if our Lord Jesus Christ already died,
所以我们的主已经死了
and his head had bowed down,
然后他头低下
and that's not how he died, because he would that's we would not do on purpose with his you know bowing his head,
所以他不是故意的他不会就故意的如果没有其他的事情的话不会故意把头低下来
because normally when a person died, they of course they if their head will you know bow down if they're hanging on a cross.
因为人死，他们如果在十字架上死的时候，很自然，人死的时候头会低下来。
But the Bible said.
但是圣经上告诉我们。
Before he died.
在他死之前。
He bowed his head.
他便低下头。
And so when a person is baptized according to the Bible.
所以如果一个人要照着圣经来接受洗礼。
They must baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
他们需要奉父子圣灵的名
受洗。And that name is Jesus.
那这个名字就是耶稣。
And they must be fully submerged under the water.
那他们要完全的受浸在水里。
Because when we are baptized, we are completely buried with our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们受洗的时候是跟耶稣一同埋葬。
And when we are baptized,
当我们受洗的时候
if it's according to the Bible,
如果是按着圣经
we must bow our head,
我们需要低下头
just like our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross,
就像主耶稣怎么样子低下头
that's why for us,
所以这个是我们要做的
every single one of us, we have the hope to enter the kingdom of heaven,
我们每一个人都有盼望要来进入天国
but the gate is very narrow,
但是这个门是窄的
why? Because too many people is not willing to do the will of God,
为什么呢？因为很多人不愿意来遵守神的旨意
but for those of us,
但是我们在这边的人
when we hear the gospel from the Bible,
我们听到圣经上的道理
if we truly want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
所以我们真正的要进入天国
we must do according to his will,
我们需要按照他的旨意
来行 because if we do not do according to his will,
所以我们不按照他的旨意行
then we can't even see the kingdom of God,
我们就没有办法看到神的国
and what is his will?
那他的旨意是什么
Every single one of us must be born again.
我们每一个人都需要重生
We must be born of water and spirit.
我们需要从水和圣灵重生
Every single one of us must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都需要奉主耶稣的名来受洗
Fully submerged under the water.
完全的浸在水里
And with a head bow.
头低下
If we do any other ways, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们如果用其他的办法就没有办法进入天国
So may God open your hearts.
我们愿神来打起我们的心
To truly follow his will.
我们能够来完完全全全的遵守他的旨意。
So we also have the hope that one day we'll meet each other in heavenly kingdom.
所以有一天我们能够在天国互相见面。
Now let's rise up.
来一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn 162.
162首。
162.
唱诗162首。